Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei でござる。
Hey, everybody, it's Manga Sensei, and today I want to talk about something fairly simple. Today we're talking about the words I love you. So, I want to talk about this because in some of my recent conversations with Japanese natives, we were kind of musing about the idea that people in different cultures express the word love very, very differently. And Japanese is no exception. Being able to say I love you in Japanese is actually considerably different than my native language of English. And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit today. So some of you may be familiar with the term I is the word for love. It's the common tattoo that you'll see on things. It's a very lovely symbol, and it means romantic love. But it's a deep, deep-seated affection. And in fact, one of the characters in the symbol itself is the word for soul, or your whole heart. And so you're sharing your whole heart with someone. Unfortunately, in English, when we actually, you know, drop the L-bomb on somebody, we tell them that I love you. It can be, you know, I love you, man, which is very simple, to I love you, honey. Telling a person that's dear to you that you love them. However, in Japanese, the word I, or aishitemasu, which is the traditional I love you, is used rarely, if at all. This love is this strong romantic love that we would not want to express to somebody the first time we tell them that we like them. Oh, I love you. Oh, I want to be your girlfriend or boyfriend or what have you. That I is not reserved for that particular situation. Instead, what we would be using is 好きだ. 好きです. 好き is a word, is the adjective, is a not adjective in fact, that it means to like something, that it pleases you, that it brings you joy. So it comes from the symbol woman and child that are put together, and it's something that warms your heart, makes you feel close to somebody. However, it is also the same word when you like someone. So for example, if I say I like natto, it'd be natto ga suki. Natto ga suki da. Natto ga suki desu. Natto, I like natto, is marked with a ga particle. Being a not adjective, it's going to be marked with a ga particle. However, if you like someone, I would put their name. So in this case, I'll say my wife, Christine. Christine. Christine ga suki desu. I like you. And that would be because of the implied nature that you're telling it, I like this person. That would be I like you as in I really like you. Now, if you want to tell someone that you love them, you wouldn't immediately jump back to 愛しています. You jump to 大好き. 大好き would be like, I love you. And it's the love that's still romantic, but it's not like jump down their throat love. It's not just, wow, I love you. So in this case, you'd be like, 大好きです. I really do care for you a lot. It's that next step of the relationship. So if you're going out with somebody or if you like someone, you want to become boyfriend, girlfriend, tell them 好きだ. It's called to kokohaku, to confess. After you've been dating for a while, you probably say 大好き, means you love them. And then maybe one time before you get married or when you are married and you wanted to say something very romantic and break their heart and make the girl or guy cry, then it'd be like 愛しています, I love you. And it's very, very strong, very, very strong, stronger than I think even the English is. So please be careful when using it. Please make sure that you're using it appropriately in the context because fluency, again, is about making the listener feel comfortable. So we want to make them feel comfortable when we're talking to them and comfortable telling them how we feel about them across the board, no matter the situation. So think about that when you're planning what to say to somebody like that. And of course, you can say you think something is 好き, but you wouldn't use I. And 大好き, again, should be kind of not avoided, but, you know, make sure you're preserving it for those things that are really big liked, that you really, really enjoy above all else. With that, though, I will sign off. Remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to become fluent in Japanese, so let's make some mistakes, and I will see you tomorrow.